Well, we've started to tell that story again. It's a story we've all heard. We've seen it before, heard it before. You're even great actors in the midst of that story. You did a good job. You did. Shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna. And then now, how you turned on him and you shouted, Crucify him, crucify him. Did a good job. Nice and a lot of energy there. That's good. So as your director, I'm saying good job. But it is a story. And the temptation is to tell the story, to watch it unfold in front of us, allow it to have the dramatic impact that it ultimately can have, and then to walk away. To walk away seemingly unchanged because our life goes on as usual. Perhaps for this brief moment in church today, this morning, we get really sort of introspective and reflective and we think a little bit about it. But the bottom line is by 6 o'clock this evening, you'll probably be doing the things you normally would do on a wonderful, beautiful spring Sunday afternoon. And tomorrow you'll get up and go to school and go to work and do all the things that we normally do on Monday mornings, and Tuesday will come, and Wednesday and Thursday and so on, until we come back next Sunday at Easter Sunday, and we'll all sing wonderful hosannas and hallelujahs because Jesus is risen from the dead and all of that, and then Monday will come, and then Tuesday, and then our life will go on as usual. That's really what was happening at the time of Jesus. You know, we tend to think the whole world stopped. But you know, if you were just a citizen of Jerusalem, as we heard at the outset of today's worship, you might say, well, what's going on here? All this parade that's going on. You know,